Let us be scientific in all we do. It is much simpler, and the results are satisfactory and lasting. The real and only practice is the practice of divine mind realizing the perfection of its own idea, man and the universe. This enables us to see what Jesus meant when he asked his disciples, quote, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Close quote. He wanted to be understood not only for his own sake, but for the sake of others. Peter's answer to that question brought out what he wanted to hear. Quote, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Close quote. Jesus told Peter it was the Father who had revealed that to him, and not flesh and blood. In this understanding was the conscious realization of principle and idea, or God and man demonstrated. Jesus went on to tell Peter that, quote, "Upon this rock I will build my church," close quote. Matthew 16:16-18. Upon this understanding of principle and idea, or God and man, this oneness of being, not two-ness, is the science of existence based, and the very worst beliefs in people shall not overcome it. As you read Mrs. Eddy's works, search for statements of the oneness of being. Quote, "As a divine student, he, Jesus, unfolded God to man, illustrating and demonstrating life and truth in himself and by his power over the sick and sinning." Close quote. Science and Health, 117:16. In unfolding God to man, he illustrated life and truth in himself. Note that life and truth are capitalized, which means God. And he demonstrated God within himself. It takes God to unfold God to man. Any attempt to do it otherwise would be a misapprehension of the science of living. In all things we must begin with God to find the correct solution. Note the two conditions, illustrating and demonstrating. Because Jesus illustrated life, and because he demonstrated life and truth in himself, he showed it to us by his works, thus proving his power over the sick and sinning. Because Jesus was the way-shower, that indicates that his way must be our way. Hence, we need to understand scientific being, for all of us at some time must be able to do the work of the Master and our revered leader, Mary Baker Eddy. We must be beers and doers. What are we doing about the difficulties of the world today? Are we just, as so many others, waiting for something to happen? Or are we feeling and being the power of the one mind, knowing its presence, our presence, dispelling erroneous beliefs, and not waiting for, but being that something needed to heal? Mrs. Eddy says in Retrospection and Introspection, 86:4, quote, "There is but one way of doing good, and that is to do it. There is but one way of being good, and that is to be good." Close quote. Unless the individual is the beer and the doer of the science he knows, it is of little avail. To know ourselves divinely is a necessity. We are not human beings and never have been. If we accept right now the fact that there is nothing out there with which to contend, that we are only dealing with belief of supposititious mind, Wouldn't we be overjoyed and relieved to know there is no sick man to be made well, no sinning man to be made good, nothing to be diminished or erased, just mortal mind to be eliminated, and that at the door of our own thought? Well, that is true, and it never will be more true than it is now. We must awake from the belief that we are dealing with persons, places, or things, and that there is a claim of mortal thinking, and that we have to demonstrate over it, because God is our mind. Understanding this way of working, knowing it is not person, place, or thing, is important to the demonstration to be made by every individual in regard to the Mother Church. What is church? And what are we being and doing with regard to the Mother Church and her branches? How are we working for the movement in the midst of these seeming difficult conditions? Are we just joining, as the saying goes, or are we scientific beers and doers? Let no one believe that wars and depressions and such things as follow in their wake will not claim their toll within the movement. They certainly will. The church seen humanly will suffer. Seeing the church divinely preserves it. We have only to go back to the record in the Bible of the crucifixion to see how the disciples handled that error. They slept. Had they not slept, but kept knowing that the Christ, truth, God, was not being crucified, and thus had worked until they saw the unreality of the crucifixion, might not history have been different? We have evidence already that in the countries in which fascism, communism, Nazism, and socialism are operating, the activities of the movement are feeling the attack on the individual freedom going on in Europe in this fanatical way. When you are critical of your church, feel not inclined to share in its maintenance, go to its services, or resubscribe to the periodicals, what is taking place? Is that your concept of church? Are you really thinking about Mrs. Eddy's demonstration for the evangelization of the world? Are you coming under the belief of world disturbance? Are you tempted to do these things through seeming world effects? Shall we sleep as the disciples? Or shall we stay awake and see the nothingness of evil and the allness of God? There is only one way for the individual to do something about it. Then the Mother Church will be saved, not only in Boston, but in the whole world. And the second half of the definition will be gloriously proved. Quote, that institution which affords proof of its utility. Close quote. Science and Health, 583.14. War waging between good and evil, that is, between the suppositional forces of evil and the forces of good, must be understood. For centuries, the world has pictured to us the result of war waged between good and evil as if evil was real. As a result, eventually one side claims itself victorious and the other realizes itself defeated, with all the resentment and injustice that go with it, until eventually it springs up again. In this world today, the only people who know how to handle it scientifically are Christian scientists, because they know God is the mind of man. It is not possible to shoot, kill, or blow up aggression, greed, dishonesty, human will. These and other things which are the basis of war are not exterminated in this way. No one believes that anymore. The only way these beliefs can be exterminated is by the scientific consciousness that, quote, principle and its idea is one, and this one is God, close quote. Science and Health, 465-17. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent being leaves no power, no science, no presence other than God. The prayer for England must be a prayer for Germany as well. But if we want these things to cease, they will only be stamped out by persistent and constant knowing that there is no evil in God, and therefore none in his idea, man. The only way to end war among nations is to see as unreal the desires of the aggressors, and destroy the things that seem to create war, such as selfishness, greed, dishonesty, aggression, hate, whether they be expressed by the Germans, English, Italians, Americans, or any other nationality. God never gave such mental characteristics to his idea. When we realize that man has no other mind than God, we see that the individual mentality is God. Now this proves that the errors of the aggressors are unreal. It is impossible to make Nazism, socialism, communism out of individual being, for individual being is God. In other words, these isms and ologies can't be. There is no one to be there and no one to make them active. The wisdom of Mrs. Eddy in insisting that physical healing be the proof of God and man is more and more apparent to the understanding of a Christian Scientist. For in order to learn and understand how to do this, he finds he must carry this same reasoning into world affairs. As an illustration, let us say a practitioner is asked to heal someone. He or she begins with the basic truth that it, the claim, is not true, and he, the patient, hasn't got it because of his oneness with God. The world today presents a picture of being very sick with totalitarian belief. The same belief which applies to physical ills must also apply to world conditions or beliefs. One can no more credit the German nation, or any other nation, with aggression, cruelty, greed, than one could credit an individual with disease and wrong characteristics, and then expect to heal them. No matter what human footsteps we may seem to have to take, our mental stand must be ever the same. The error is not true, because God did not make it, and God is all. Mr. Edward Kimball said, "The treatment error is afraid of is not the hammer and tongs, but the one thing that makes nothing of it, not enough to hammer." That is, quote, "I am afraid of the destruction of myself by the one who knows I am nothing." Close quote. There is the story of Mr. Kimball driving to a lecture. The horses became frightened and ran away. As soon as he saw what was happening, he said, "They can't do it." And they stopped running. Of course, his denial, "They can't do it," was based on his understanding of the goodness and oneness of God and his idea. He did not credit the horses with willfulness or fright. In like manner, should we credit man with injustice, greed, aggression, cruelty, duplicity, and the like? persistent and consistent work of this kind will accomplish something. Let no one think this means condoning error. But it does mean the scientific way which sees the nothingness of evil, no matter what we have to do, because we know the allness of God and His idea. In Revelation, where John describes the city foursquare, he says, quote, "There shall be no night there, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain." Close quote. Revelation 21:4. What is this there, where there shall be no night? Is it a locality near or distant? We have been told in Christian Science that the place where there shall be no night is in individual consciousness, through understanding the oneness of God and man. Here, in that individual consciousness, there is no evil, war, nor darkness, none in God, none in the idea which expresses Him. We cannot sit, hope, and pray for it to take place anywhere else, just here where we are thinking. In every deed, we are the temple of the living God, for temple is where we dwell, and we know consciousness is our dwelling place. This is equivalent to saying, our consciousness is the living God. Then, in order for God to be made manifest, this is the way, the place where it is to occur. Here, in this God consciousness, there shall be no night, hatred, jealousy, war, or the etceteras of mortal belief. The gates of this city, divine consciousness, are never shut, and nothing enters it, quote, which defileth or maketh a lie, close quote. Science and Health, 577-26. Quote, and the nations of them that are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, close quote. Revelation 21:24. You, each one of you, is this city, and this is your work. Then shall come to pass, as stated in the book of Revelation, the end of all error. There was found on the back of an ancient measuring instrument this inscription, quote, Jesus saith, let not him who seeks cease until he find, and when he finds, he shall be astonished. Astonished, he shall reach the kingdom, he shall rest. Quote, Logos from Oxyrhynchus. The kingdom of heaven is within you, and whosoever shall know himself shall find it. Strive, therefore, to know yourself, and ye shall know that ye are the sons of the Father, and that ye are in the city of God, and ye are the city. That's the end of part one of this address.